You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
About who had the worst die on the team? I think we asked Shane Pinto the best die. Who had the worst die on the team? Nodak.
Yeah, we're changing.
Now that you're gone, you can just fire shots, you know?
Worst die on the team, yeah. Without a doubt, Jasper Weatherby.
Without a doubt, he said.
What was he rocking?
Just his flop on his skates is just horrendous.
You heard the music. The boys are back in the studio. We got pucks in deep again, James.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's a little off-season college hockey for you fans out there. Thanks for tuning in to the Frozen Four coverage, but we're back. We got that Frozen Four video coming for you this week. Stay tuned for that. Don't have the exact release date yet, but it's coming, and it's a great video.
I'm still a little upset.
You're going to want to get your popcorn because it's a little longer, but it's definitely worth the
you're
watch.
You're going to want to tune in for all of it, but how off-putting is it that we haven't had a night with the trophy yet?
It's a little upsetting.
Been a couple weeks. Yeah, like,
but I mean, if you do the math, you know, Gaudette's just juiced with the trophy for a week straight. You know, he said it's still on his dresser, I think. I think he brought it to the A with him.
Probably.
But and then DeMike gets his hands on it, and you just don't know if you're going to see the damn thing again. And now here we are 2 weeks later. We still don't have it in our hands. I'm a little disappointed. I kind of wanted it sitting front and center here.
Yeah, I that's what I kind of
expected.
Baby
Natty just right in the center of the table, and then...
We made space.
It's been there, but... yeah, maybe this summer. I just want one day. It's not like I'm asking too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll even drive it to the next guy who gets it, but yeah.
It's probably us, then the reindeer, right? Like that's...
Oof.
Or does he go first?
I don't know. I don't know what the reindeer's... What kind of hoops he's got to jump through to get the trophy,
What kind of hooves? I don't know. But yeah, that's all I wanted to bring up first. But yeah,
he definitely deserves a day though, because the amount of work he puts in. I mean, does he ever shower?
I don't think he has two uniforms. It's one reindeer.
It's one reindeer all season. Beer, sweat, and tears. Just
blood, blood in there too.
Again, congrats to UMass on being the national champs and winning that thing. And they got a night with ECH, a night that they'll never
got
forget.
A night with ECH, damn right they did. But, now we can actually touch on, you know, all the other teams put into college hockey. What a year we had!
What a year we had!
And a crazy offseason. I mean, like with everything that's happened, like we talked briefly in this pod when you listen to it. I mean, seven current North Dakota players from the last team.
I mean, if you're a fan of free agency, like NHL free, it's basically that, but in college right now, though, it's a transfer portal.
There's
people are going
Portal
left
Nation.
And right.
There's people going to the NHL, the AHL. I mean, Trev Kozlowski signed with the
Shout
Iowa
Shout out to
Wild
our boy
today.
Trev, man. Trev, congrats.
Former guest, reoccurring guest, I'll say it.
He's coming home.
Yeah, pucks in deep. I mean, everybody's signing. My laptop just died. I'm having a good time.
We're just going to keep going. I mean,
yeah, everything's happening. A lot of moving parts, but a lot has happened since our last podcast. I'm sure you know, James.
Yeah, I mean, it's been transfer after transfer, pucks in deep after pucks in deep.
I mean, we were worried for a second that our boy Johnny was going to enter the portal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, CHN has been calling his name.
Looking at him.
The Atlantic has needed an insider desperately, and Johnny's still here, and that's a guy you want to keep on your roster.
Yeah, we might have to give him an A. I'm a little eventually nervy.
It's coming. Okay, yeah. It's coming. But did you see our TikTok last night with in the Caulfield? Johnny, hell of an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be careful.
Those are cute.
If we see an LA number calling his phone, just hang up, because that kid's meant for Hollywood. And I'm just glad we have
him. I'm a little sad he didn't ask me to be in the sketch, but you know, we'll move on. Well,
I just felt like Johnny with it was his last day with no teeth, so I had to make the most of it, and that's how Johnny got the call.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. And that's long story short.
I guess I just gotta go back to the mustache.
I think the muzzy would have made you in the video for sure.
Fuck me. Right.
There'll be more videos coming. Trust me.
I'll be ready when my number's called.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, a lot of guys in the portal. We should just mention former podcast first, maybe, because we can go with that. We got McManus to Omaha.
Yep.
Copeland to Penn State.
Oh, that's huge. I'm going to love to see him at Penn State next year.
Huge Hoy visit, having an insider horse there.
Yep, that's the guy.
Big time. Crookshank to the Gophers.
I mean, there you are. Welcome. Two top TikTokers in college hockey, both going to the Big Ten here. And
moving parts.
Yeah, yeah, moving parts, that's for sure. Who else do we got?
For former guests or just in general?
Former guests transferring.
Driscoll, big one.
That one hurts, so you didn't have to bring that up. Okay.
Okay, I thought that's what you wanted
to
do.
Yeah, no, I did ask for that. That's fair.
Big anchor moving into Grand Forks there. We also have Max Johnson going to Wisconsin, along with Jared Moe.
He's not a guest, but he's going to be a guest.
He's going to be a guest. I forgot we're going guests.
That's a little tip. It's a little tip. No, it's good.
I honestly forgot we're going guests.
Yeah, it's all good, but he's going to be a guest.
He's coming on the pod.
Ooh.
I can't think of other former guests. Oh, my bad. He's going to kill me now.
Karasik.
I wasn't even thinking him.
Okay, jeez. Yes. Oh, that's tough.
There's so many. Okay.
Notre Dame. Okay.
Another Notre Dame. Hit it.
Adams.
Yep.
Yeah, Jack Adams is making his way to Notre Dame, and there's going to be another podcast with Adams coming
hopefully
to, and probably
a better setup than the couch he was rocking at Providence. They better give him a king size bed and then like a queen footer after.
Or at least just a nicer couch. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But can you imagine Adam and Karasik on the same team? That's so many block shots.
So much beef on the ice, bro.
Well, who was it? Was it Karasik? No, it was Adams. He's like, man, just come. I got a nice place in Notre Dame. Like, it'll just rip a podcast Spit and Chicklets style on the couch, but like, if we have Karasik on it too, I mean, those are some big thighs, and we're just going to be two little dudes on a couch.
Just electric. A lot of experience, a lot of college hockey knowledge that room.
I mean, I really want to go out in Notre Dame for one night, and those guys can be my bodyguards, because I can say anything I want.
That'd be big.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're probably the size of Karasik.
Yeah, but he's got like 50 pounds
he's
of muscle
stronger.
On him.
I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to knock him there. But
And he wore a C, and I actually have not worn a C. Yeah.
He eats a lot more.
But back on focus here.
Yeah, who else we got that in the transfer portal? I'm trying to. Former guest, Brandon Cruz.
Brandon Big Cruz one. Going to BC.
BC joining his tender. So Bowling Green basically just had everybody.
They just blew it up.
Yep. They're out of there. Yeah, it's burning to the ground right now. So everybody jumped ship basically from Bowling Green. Even Eric Dopp is joining Brandon Cruz. Over in BC. I think Will Collins going to Miami, Ohio. I'm trying to think.
It sounds about right. I mean, there's just so many, like,
everybody's gone.
I'd literally have to read off a list. We're going off the top of our head here, but like, that's just a lot of guys that have jumped ship and for good. I mean, obviously they get a better chance for playing time, or they're just new look last year. Let's do it.
Right. I mean, even older guys, like you're seeing Peter Tomey from
St. Thomas.
Going to St. Thomas from North Dakota. He's been there for, 4 years, I think, now? So it's going to be his fifth year at St. Thomas.
Split time with Shielder. I mean, the move makes sense. North Dakota lost a lot of people. St. Thomas, new coach, new team.
Yeah.
See what happens. You're going to get some shots. You know, Metcalf faced a fair Metcalf, amount of shots at LIU this year. But yeah, I think it's just overall, it's going to be hard to, we're going to be next year like, what the hell, this kid's on this team? Like, I totally forgot he moved.
Yeah, it's going to take forever. Like, there's a few transfers from last season, like Tim Doherty going from Maine
as if
to
the
Penn
ECAC
State,
wasn't hard enough to follow already, it's going to be even harder next year transfers.
I'm excited.
But it's in other news, we are going to be partnering with the ECAC this year, not to just rip them and bring them on, but we are excited some of the college in my opinion, the richest program histories in college in the ECAC. Great fan bases, the bands, everything. I'm excited to go make our first trip to Cornell or someone else, Dartmouth, somewhere out there. It's
after the way the end Harvard. Of the season, we might have to stop at Clarkson first.
Yeah, I mean, that,
those guys,
full we set. Might not make it out of there.
Those guys are committed, man.
I would like to mention the CCHA as well. We're going to be partnering with them this year.
Everybody's
on top of the
board.
Big Ten. It's just going to be ECH in every conference, and we're going to be making as many trips as we can this year. Some trips not going to announce that right now, but we got some trips booked.
Say trips booked, merch ideas in session here.
There's
so
a lot coming. There's a lot coming for ECH
next season, maybe with some ECH swag.
I mean, I think our goal is we get the student section leader of every student section in college hockey. We give them a nice flag and say, you bring this to the barn and you tie it to the seats and it's not leaving.
Or wear it, do it like Frank did up in Pittsburgh. Wear it as a cape.
Yeah.
Be proud of that.
Exactly.
You know, you got ECH on your back. You got to take pride for all the members of
a lot of big things coming. Like I said, not everything that we can announce, but You're going to expect way more videos next year, and hopefully we get 100% capacity back. I mean, we don't know what the odds are exactly of that, but...
Or at least, I would say 50 in every rink would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm cool with that.
Some schools are more cautious than others, but if we can get 50% in everything, we get, you know, the atmosphere back in the building. And then like, those other 50, they haven't even, you know, they got to carry that crowd on their shoulders and be extra loud. So looking forward to that. A lot of trips coming up here. But yeah, we're kind of in a standstill right now. We got U18 Worlds going on. I think USA is still in it, which is nice to see it advance the quarterfinals, same with Canada. So a lot of players, like I think the whole team for USA is D1 commits.
Yeah, at least most of them. Yeah, no.
Notre Dame, like five.
It's good to see. Yeah, Notre Dame's going to be good. I mean, you get a leader like Adams and Karaschek come to Notre Dame, and,
and then you got
they're
going to
set the tone, and those guys, the U18s will be up. And then, yeah, no, it's just
guys making names for themselves.
Exactly. No. Lot of moving parts, like we've said, and then guys going to the NHL too. I mean, we've seen the debut of Cole Caulfield, the Hobie Baker Award winner, and
we're just gonna be talking about him for the rest of our lives, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, this is coming from just me, I guess, but I'm sick of posting him. I mean, it's like every night, 100. It's a highlight reel. It's just you have to post it. You have to.
It would feel a little better if he followed us, but you know, it's
or came on the podcast.
But yeah, we're not salty at all. But yeah, he just keeps scoring and they're like game winners and shit.
Yeah.
You know, let's stop talking.
It hurts my feelings a little bit. I don't like being denied. But okay, so when he scored your first goal as an overtime winner and then next night, I'm going to go do it again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's happening?
You know what? Fuck right off.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know,
that's where I draw the line.
JBD is coming at you next game, Cole. Okay.
Yeah. And Wild, maybe call up Sweeney. He'll do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
Or throw that plug in.
Or Trev.
Hear me out here, Boldy.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him play one game in a Wild sweater, but the Montreal gets to have all this fun. It's kind of bullshit. So no, there's a lot of guys kind of waiting for their
shot.
We're
excited for a chance. I mean, the Wild are hot right now, and I don't think bringing Boldy up is going to hurt anything. And I think if Swain up to another shot, and I really like Trev, just call him up. I mean, get that guy in the locker room.
Get some fresh legs in there. Yeah. I mean, Trev would literally become the captain of the locker room, not the team.
Yeah.
Who's gonna get in his face?
No one. Felino and Greenway. They got some size, but just having Trev there to even just be on the bench and chirp guys. I mean, that's I would have him on the bench just for that.
Electric.
Yeah. No disrespect to Cax or Talbot, but I mean, Trev on the bench is something. He's just passing salts down the bench each way. The Wilder and the cop. I mean,
he's just there strictly to
just
distribute
yelling
salts
at guys. Yeah, that's it.
That would be a good position for him. You know, learn the team vibes, get the chemi up.
You see him walking down the bench between guys, just handing salts left and right.
He could run chuck a puck, get it going in the stands. That'd be huge.
Oh, that'd be electric. But it's been cool to see these guys come straight from college and make their debut. It's honestly my favorite part about covering college hockey is
when you're seeing more,
watching these guys succeed at the next level right away.
Making an impact.
Yeah, and getting their shot. They're watching
Spencer
their dreams
Knight,
come true.
Spencer Knight,
4-0 for the Florida Panthers, and doesn't get any better than that, folks.
No, I mean, Jeremy Swayman doing the same, obviously a season after.
Yeah, yeah.
But dominant for the Bruins.
Yep. So. Yep. Again, getting back to Chell, I don't know why they just brought me up, but like
lineups dropping Friday, people.
It's it's fun to play with those guys in Chell. It really is.
Yeah, young guns that you grow up watching.
And like we talked about, like you're going to hear about in this episode with JBD. I mean, he's talking about that young team that the Sens do have, and how many, like, it's basically like another college team for him.
Yeah,
I want to. Like, I'm going right back in college.
Do you think the GM is just like, does he know any other college hockey teams, or is he just like, well, number one's Nodak, I'm just going to take everybody.
Yeah, I'm just going to go there, and I'm going to pick you, and you, and probably the second and third and fourth line, too.
He's like, where's this kid going to play? D1? Oh, yeah, let's give him a call. You say North Dakota? Yeah, pick up the phone. Let's talk it out, because, yeah, they got Clevin. I mean, he was basically just talking up his guys.
I'm sure his GM's got Barry's like phone number pinned in his messages, so it's just the top guy constantly. Like, who do you got coming in next year? Draft's next week. Let's get this thing going here.
Give me a name. I mean, there's so much.
I'm not even going to watch this film. Just give me a name. I'll trust you and pick it. That's how it's going. But July 23rd. We got the NHL draft coming up. It's July 23rd. You're going to see some names in college hockey be called this year.
A lot of guys from Michigan,
yeah,
perhaps. Mm-hmm. We made a post on that. And the first four, you got Beniers, Owen Power, Luke Hughes,
yep,
and Kent Johnson. First four.
Yeah.
And those are top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Sweet dick. Like, that's going to be scary in the Big Ten here.
It sucks.
As a Gopher fan, like, Cruikshank, why do you pick the wrong year to come? You should have went to UMD, because I'm a bigger Bulldogs fan. But, like, I mean, if they don't win the Big Ten this year, is that the biggest
Gophers
letdown? No, Michigan.
Oh,
Gophers will be back. They have a lot of guys returning, but Michigan.
Yeah, I think Michigan's
Strauss, man. That was a big news that broke. Mm-hmm. And Cam York, everybody's back. Yeah. And they're getting some big time recruits. So
yeah, exactly.
This is the
and
year
fans
to do
will
it.
Be back. It's
and if you're not hungry after getting the boot for, you know,
yeah.
that COVID,
I'm scared. Yes. I'm scared for the rest of the Big Ten.
I'm terrified, but we also have to go to Yost.
Yeah, we Yost is next year's the year to go to
there's
Yost.
There's so many teams in Michigan we could say what up to Mittens. No, Mittens is gone.
Mittens is gone. He's
we can still
up
say
in the
what
A.
up to the Anchors there.
Yeah, I mean.
Taffy Abel. I'm going there. I'm going to Michigan Tech. I'm going to Western.
Yeah.
You know, I want to cover it all.
Northern,
State,
I think. Northern got
East
a new
Lansing
room.
Out there.
Yeah, you know, it's Michigan's definitely popping
Northern.
Right now.
God,
yeah.
Griff, dog.
But yeah, no, all in all, we got a great episode coming up with JBD, current defenseman for the Ottawa Senators, a guy that just lit it up at North Dakota over his time there, his 3 years there, wore a letter.
He lit it up without a bump. Imagine post-bump.
Yeah, JBD. I mean, no, it's a great episode. You're going to want to hear his thoughts on college hockey, his time there, what it was like skating out in a solo lap. A lot talked about in this episode. It's, you know, it's just good to be back and be talking some college hockey again, a little NHL this week too. And as we have the playoffs coming up for the NHL, it's a great time to be alive. My favorite time of the year, other than the NCAA tournament, then you go straight to NHL playoffs. It's just, sucks. Yeah, it's good times.
It is the off season, but there really is no off season at ECH. You know mm-mm. what I'm saying, James?
Hell no.
We still get pucks in deep. Do we not?
Yeah,
we
know we do.
I mean, we talk college hockey every week. We're going to be giving you guys the breakdowns. And I mean, at this part in the season with the weather, with the puck still going on, could it get much better, James?
Actually, yes, it could. Now,
oh,
yeah.
Tell me.
Well, we're sponsored with DraftKings here.
That's true.
True. You're going to want to download the DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN during sign up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at $1 million in total prizes. That's code THPN, and you can get a free shot at $1 million in total prizes at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
So ask your doctor if DraftKings is right for you. All right, welcome back to Pucks in Deep. Got episode number 66 here, James.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Big one. I mean,
first one back, new season, off season for us for college hockey. But
yeah, we never left though.
No.
And today's guest, let's just say he puts the D in defensive defenseman. I almost got through it. Former captain for the North Dakota Fighting Hawks and current Ottawa Senators blue liner, Jacob Bernard Docker. JBD, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're fired up here now that it's actually working.
Yeah,
you know?
Like yeah,
that
we got
is
it.
A definite bonus. We can also do a cleaner intro later if you want.
But yeah,
I had to rip through that. But yeah, like I mean, I love the JBD trademark, and I'm just surprised you're not rocking number 12 right now. I want to lead with that. Could we see you in a number 12 sweater next season? Because I looked on the roster, nobody has it currently. It's not retired. You're just waiting to break it in.
You're making a reference to TBD.
Yeah, for Tom Brady.
Oh.
No, not TBD.
Well, I don't know what your reference is here.
No, that's all I'm saying. TB12, like JBD 12 sounds better, honestly. Like one more. So one more. What are the odds we get one of those going?
Yeah, it's been kind of weird. Like I was number 12 in like Bam and Midget, and then I doubled it in junior in college. I was 24 and now I'm 48. So
just double.
I guess it's kind of a trend.
Okay. Wow. Maybe that's how they did it.
Yeah, just times four.
It does look nice though. Like I can't think of another 48 out there, so it's definitely unique.
Krug.
Yeah. Well, okay.
No, he's 47. No, Perunovic is 48 now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're in good company there.
I like that. What's it like been for you, though? You know, jumping from straight to college to the NHL, how crazy has that transition been for you and your life and everything?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty weird. Like going through the whole week-long quarantine in the hotel, and then I still had to live another week at the hotel, even though a lot of people are the rink for that second week. So it was definitely weird, but it's been a lot of fun so far. And kind of getting acclimated to the new team.
Mm-hmm. Were you kind of like, I mean, obviously, yeah, week quarantine, like you weren't allowed to skate for any of that? Like, were you a little bit gassed coming in then?
Yeah. So we had, me and Shane Pinto, we had 7 days off our skates there because we skated once before we left. And then basically when we got out of quarantine, the team was in, I think, Toronto. So we kind of had a few bag skates those 2 days and then hopped in with the team that third day.
Holy hell. Just a couple of bag skates get you back into things. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah. How nice was it having Pinto there for your transition to the pros? Like, I mean, it's basically like you're just bringing Nodak with you. You got a few more guys behind him, but you know, how's that going for you guys?
Yeah, it was really nice, especially spending 7 days in a hotel with basically nothing to do, having a buddy there with you. It was definitely good to have. So, we kept each other entertained.
Now, as a third year, I know you still have schoolwork. Any finals being done at this time or no?
I didn't even think about
it. Is it just
that.
NHL? Is that the focus?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to finish it out. So I got finals this week and then I'm done. So
there you go.
Been a bit of a challenge, but just trying to get through it.
That's tough.
I didn't even think
NHL wasn't hard enough. No, it's just throw finals on top of it, you know?
Yeah. My God. Are you in a hotel right now? Or what's this studio setup we got?
No, I'm actually at Shabbat's place. Him and his girlfriend are letting me stay with them till the end of the season. So
someone had to do it, right?
Yeah. That way.
That's nice. Are you couching it or you got your own bed?
He's couching.
No, I got my own room. I'm just in the office right now.
Just grinding. Okay. Yeah, I like that office setup. It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's better than you'll have to give Pinto shit. When we had him on, it looked like he was being held hostage or something.
Yeah, dark room. It looked like he was watching like Hulu or something while doing
that. Yeah, it was a tough setup. Yeah. This looks a lot better. We'll studio going here.
What are you going to miss about North Dakota the most, though, out of everything you've done there?
Probably just my teammates and my coaches. I think just that environment there was so fun and so many unreal memories and friends that I'll have for a lifetime. But and then obviously the fans. I think the fans at the RAA are probably the best in college hockey, no doubt. So definitely gonna miss that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess I want to add, we had a fan ask this question too, but what's been the difference in facilities? Not to put Ottawa down, but like, does the Ralph have a better facility than Ottawa?
Or is it close?
I mean, if you think, there's some college rinks that are better than NHL. Like, it's, I don't know, but does it?
Yeah, I mean, Ottawa's got some good facilities as well, but I think, I'm pretty sure North Dakota's facilities are nicer than most NHL teams. So,
yeah, it's insane.
They're definitely treated extremely well there, but here it's all the same. It's nice being on little private jets and all that kind of stuff and getting great food. So definitely really lucky being in both places.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a dream come true.
I never turned down a private jet.
Never turned down anything.
What about that solo lap that video I put out today? You know, is it different taking a solo lap in front of like just the mascot there? Like, did you even have those nerves, or was it, you know, did it still feel the same, like goosebumps coming out there?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't as nervous as I thought I would be, like kind of picturing in my head, I guess, as a kid and just growing up, like I thought I'd be nervous, but it might have been either that there was no crowd. You know, I come out there and the solo lap, like you said, and there's, you know, some cardboard cutouts that I'm looking at, but it was still an unbelievable experience and like a night I'll obviously never forget.
Yeah, I mean, congrats, by the way. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, we should probably throw congratulations in there.
That's a dream come true for every kid. So, I mean, what advice though are you giving, you know, now that you're up, what advice would you give to the younger generation, the kids coming up to college? What are you saying to those kids to get to the Division I and NHL level?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just putting that work. I think that was one of the things, like going in North Dakota, but I guess I didn't really realize coming out of junior is like, you know, I'm coming into such an awesome team and great facilities, and you kind of think everything's going to be handed to you and everything's easy, but no, I think the one thing I really learned there is that you got to put in the work, and it was such a blue collar mentality there that it set me up really well to come into pro hockey.
I like that. And like, you're coming out of the AJHL, coming into college, like not a whole lot of guys that are playing D1 or in the pros come from the AJ. I would say besides like Kale McCarr is the biggest one I can think of. But like, you know, how proud are you to come out of the AJ and just kind of put it on the map more? Every game that you play, every game that Kale McCarr is playing, how much does that stand out to you, and how did it help develop you into the player that you are today?
Yeah, for sure. And I think there's, like you said, like the AJ is not known as one of the high end junior leagues, but I think it's definitely growing every year. And there's more and more guys that are making that jump to D1. And obviously when I was first in the league, that's the guy I looked up to was Kale. I can still remember playing against him, and just a nightmare it was when he was, Brooke Standard. And, playing against him was definitely, memorable. Not always in a good way, but, the league was awesome for me, and, Oak did a great job of kind of helping me get to where I wanted to go.
Like that. And, getting recruited, what was your decision making like, choosing North Dakota over, another major junior program?
Yeah, I think, I always tried to keep both doors open kind of growing up. My parents always, they didn't say I needed to go to college, but they kind of just wanted me to test kind of both waters out. And, I went to Swift Current for 2 years and tried their camp, and I really enjoyed it actually, but, You know, kind of when North Dakota came knocking on the door that first year, I played in Okotoks. I just couldn't say no.
It's tough. It's like tough to visit the Ralph and meet Barry and see this, the fans there. It's just insane atmosphere. That's honestly,
I don't know if I could say no to Bradbury. He's just a scary dude.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, when we shot a video in North Dakota, it was just nuts though. Just like there's nothing even close to it.
Yeah.
But tough to say no to.
The atmosphere is there, home or away. But, you know, that's one thing I'd say in this season that you notice the most is like, you know, certain fan bases couldn't be there because of COVID.
Yeah.
But then when they opened the doors, North Dakota, it was like, you know, even with 25% it was or whatever, it still sounded like the place was just, you know, it was a sellout. Like, how was that? Could you notice that transition? Like, did it just feel like it was close to being back to normal at the end of the season there?
Yeah. I mean, I think with our fans and how rowdy and loud they are, it's really, I mean, obviously there's a difference because we, you know, we're missing 75% of them, but it was still like so good after playing in so many empty buildings to just have some fans there cheering you on. And, you know, you feel like you're not alone, just snapping the puck around here and everything that, you know, everyone's saying on the ice. So, you know, it's definitely really nice to have them back.
Yeah, we need to go back to the Ralph next season, Arjun.
It's a must.
I'm already just reliving that.
It's a must.
Because we were watching, I'd say, I don't know when the loudest was, but when you guys came back against Denver in the NCHC tournament, like, you could hear it ringing through the it sounded like when we were trying to set up the podcast here, and your ears are just freaking popping.
Yeah.
It was insane. So I was like, God, we need to get there for sure. Or what about just like, I think right now, how many guys from this last year's North Dakota team are in a professional organization now? Is it seven or eight? Something like that.
I think it's right around that. I mean, I'm not sure the exact number, but I'd say you're right around at seven or eight guys. Yeah.
Like, what's next year's team going to look like? I mean, they still have Weatherby's there, Reese Gaber, like, I'm thinking like top scorers, but like both goalies are gone. You know, what do you think the team's going to look like next year?
I mean, I think they'll be really good again. Obviously, lost a lot of guys to pro contracts and stuff like that, but. I think they did a pretty good job of trying to find some guys in the transfer portal. And, you know, I don't know too much about the guys that they do have, but, and I think some of the freshmen coming in are really good as well. So, and obviously guys take a step each year, with the freshmen and the sophomores kind of thing. So I think they'll be really good again, but it'll be interesting to see for sure.
Yeah. Did it influence your decision at all? You know, once you saw everyone else leave, I mean, you were earlier to go, but like, what decision, you know, what did it come down to leave for the NHL instead of staying for another year at NODAC with such a rich, you know, history at NODAC and your team being so good?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a very tough decision leaving. I think anyone that went to North Dakota would tell you the same thing, and, and all the guys that signed pro would say the same thing, and just such an unreal culture there, and guys cared so much for each other, and you know, we had a ton of fun playing too, so definitely very tough leaving. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, there's some point where you got to make that jump to pro hockey. And for me, I felt like that was my time to kind of jump in the league here in Ottawa. And I knew I had a bit of an opportunity. So kind of just had to jump on that, but definitely super sad leaving at the same time.
Yeah. Obviously, Ottawa's not having the season they want to. You guys aren't, but a lot of potential, a lot of young talent that's, you know, going to be faces in the league soon enough here. But what's it like playing with that group of guys now? You know, how much is the difference in talent going from one level to the next year?
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun. Like you said, the guys are all right around my age. Like, they're really not that much older. And obviously there's some guys that are even younger than I am. So it's, it's pretty crazy kind of going from college to pro, but all the guys, pretty much all the guys on the team being right around my age. And, it's been a ton of fun so far, and it'll be cool to kind of grow together as the years come on here.
Yeah. I'm scared of you guys. We're Minnesota guys, but, we see all the talent you guys got, and,
yeah, and just the sweaters. I mean, they're
the sweaters are. Yeah, I mean, what was it like skating out in those sweaters though? Those are disgusting. The reds. Are we talking about the reds? The one we posted today. Yeah, even the blacks too. Everything you guys got going. It's. Oh,
I want some apparel right now.
What's it like playing for the team with the best jerseys in the NHL?
Said it. Okay. Right.
I said it.
Going for it.
It's always been, that was my first jersey.
Yeah, I really like the, you know, the new logo they have. So.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good move.
Yeah, and the jerseys are pretty cool, especially the third. They're really like the third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a good mix.
Were you a Senators fan growing up, or were you more Calgary or Winnipeg? Like, who was your team?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. I grew up kind of pretty much a bandwagon until I was about 12, and then I stuck with Montreal for some reason.
Okay.
And I've liked them ever since. So kind of a weird combo coming from Alberta, not liking the Oilers or the Flames, and then being drafted the Sens and having them kind of be the, you know, the rival of the Canadians. It's kind of funny how it worked out.
Yeah. Is it weird, like, your first season being in the NHL now, just like a, you know, an all Canada conference? Is that also like something that, you know, you would never obviously expect growing up, but like, how surreal is it that you're just staying in Canada for the rest of the season, basically?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of a weird year that way. And I mean, this is obviously my first season, but I think from what the guys are saying, the travel is a lot less, I think.
Yeah,
for sure. In terms of all the planes, the bus rides, everything together, I guess. But this year, I think they're kind of doing a lot more back-to-back situations. So it's obviously a shortened season, and guys are playing a lot more in a short amount of time. So just such a weird year all around. I think it's obviously a great experience.
I was going to ask, I just want to touch back, get back in college hockey here, though.
Yeah, we probably should.
I mean, you were a big face in college hockey, but is there anything in the game that you'd want to change? Like, is there any area in the game that you would change about college hockey right now as the game's starting to grow?
Good question.
I mean, not that I can think off the top of my head.
What about fighting? Would you put fighting?
Yeah, we're trying to get you to say drop the mitts.
Drop the mitts.
Basically.
There's a few rules in the NCHC that were a little weird, but I'm kind of blanking on them right now.
That's fine.
That are different than the NHL.
I mean, we saw your guys' scrum versus, who was it, Omaha this year?
Yeah. Omaha.
That was a good scrum. That was
nice.
I just think, not that North Dakota needs the help, but other fan bases, if there's a possibility that a fight might break out, it might draw more fans into the seats. I don't know.
Well, just
you have it in juniors, and then you lose it in college, and it's back in the NHL, whatever. So it's
right. And it makes more rivalries. Like now, like I'm more. I mean, you guys played Omaha, I think, the last four games of the season or something. But I was like,
so many times.
It's going to go down. Like, yeah, you had to tune in.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. We didn't have a choice but to tune into that
two
game.
Two tournament teams. I was like, they might fight. I'm going to watch this one. So I like that. Or I guess I got to ask you about block shots. I can't believe we went this far without talking
about
it.
We're big block shots, guys.
But notice that 120 block shots is what they recorded for you on the North Dakota website in three seasons. I mean, just let me give you a quick golf clap there. But, you know, was it a point of emphasis for you coming into the NHL to just eat a couple for the boys? Because I noticed in the stat sheet, two big blocks for the Senators.
On the debut?
Coach had to like that in the debut, yeah. Like, did you have to just, like, I got to show them I belong kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's always just been, something I've tried to do, especially on the PK. Always one of the things that Dane Jackson would preach on our penalty kill is, you're not going to get out there if you're not willing to take one. So,
okay, but now
I enjoyed it, and it's obviously something that helps the team out at the same time too.
But now the shots only have gotten harder,
and a little harder.
There's less protection. You got a visor on, and I mean, is it going through your head that I could get one of the jibs here, be done?
It's definitely a lot more scary, like wearing the visor, and
it's a faster game too.
Makes you a little more aware of your surroundings for sure, and you're not so fearless going into every battle like you're in college. You can kind of go head first and not really worry about much, but it's definitely been a bit of an adjustment.
God. Who's got the hardest shot that you've seen, like, on the Senators right now in practice? You're like, all right, I'm gonna probably try to break that one up the stick. Yeah, who's just scary?
Hardest shot, probably Josh Brown. He's a big D man that can really lean into it. So
what about?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that can shoot the puck.
Yeah, you're in the show.
Like, take your pick.
What about in college? Is there any guy you just didn't know on your team, we'll say, or in general that you faced?
Yeah.
Who had the hardest shot you saw? Yeah.
Well, on my team, it was definitely Tyler Cleven. I know the forwards, whenever we practice, we're kind of scared when we do point shots made up and tip them in front of the net. He's got a bomb.
He's got a bomb.
Yeah, pick somebody softer to do the drill. My God. That is tough. I mean, good thing is he'll be on your team the next level too. So don't have to worry about, well, I guess practice shit. That'll follow you around.
Yeah, I'm a D-man though, so I don't got to go in.
You don't got to tip that shit, no. But you do have to block it if you're
there. Yeah.
Where are we going next? We want to go speed round quick or no?
Yeah, we can rip some speed. We also got a lot of fan questions. That's the perk of being
We can just mix those in.
North Dakota player instead of, we won't name other schools where they didn't submit too many.
You get the idea.
Yeah. Let's start with, we already asked that one. You know, what's your favorite UND sweater that you got to wear in your 3 years?
Oh, good question.
I think my freshman year when we played the program, just in the exhibition game, we wore like a throwback. I think it was like the 59 team that won the national championship. Okay. We got to wear the it said Sue right across the, like on a diagonal down. So that was probably my favorite.
Let's bring that back. Hell yeah. You got to.
Yeah. We might have to order that on DHgate. I'll cut that part out. I saw that your little brother is going to Denver next season. Like, were you a little bit tempted to just stay around and just run them numbies next season? Welcome to the NCHC.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been pretty cool for sure if I got to play against him. That would have been awesome. But
yeah,
you know, I'll be watching him once when I can, and you know, super pumped that he's going to a school like Denver. I think he's pretty excited.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a Bernard Docker in the league. So that's huge. It was a seamless transition. I like that. We also got what's your go-to red pepper order? It's a fan question.
Probably just a few cheese tostadas. That's pretty typical, but. Red pepper's obviously a Grand Forks staple, so
yeah. You guys had it when you were out there, right?
Yeah, we had a red pepper. Yeah, it was good.
Is that what you got? Tostadas?
I don't remember what I got.
How excited are you to have your first beer in a month?
Oh,
is that gonna be huge?
Turning 21 soon, huh?
See how we just snuck that?
I'm legal in Canada, so.
Oh shit, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Oh, so you got to celebrate after your debut a little bit. Good.
Yeah, all right. Huge. We can talk about that.
We can talk about
that. Son of a
bitch. I can't believe you slid that in there. You wanted to do the whole podcast. Yeah, I knew you did.
I was thinking about it. What about growing up? Like, who was your favorite NHL player to watch and kind of, you know, try to mirror your game after maybe?
I like that.
I always loved Morgan Rielly on the Leafs. Ooh. I think he just does such a good job of, and I think he's pretty underrated too. Like, he's such a good skater.
I don't hear that name.
He kind of contribute at both ends of the ice, so. I've always watched him and really liked his game.
Is there one more NHL question for you? Is there one player, you worked your whole life to make it up to this level. Is there one player you really want to face off against, though?
I mean, I think it's a pretty obvious answer. I think Connor McDavid. As much as I want to face him, I really don't want to face him at the same time. Just because I think being on the ice would be terrifying. But I think it'd be one of those things that'd be pretty surreal and just a cool moment.
Yeah. I like that answer. I'm curious. There's a lot of guys like that.
I'd be excited, but like also shitting bricks at the same time.
Yeah. If you got to trip them, trip them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coach can't get too mad. You know. What about who had the worst die on the team? I think we asked Shane Pinto the best die. The worst die on the team at Nodak?
Yeah, we're changing.
Now that you're gone, you can just fire shots, you know?
Worst die on the team.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, Jasper Weatherby.
Without a doubt, he said.
What was he rocking?
Just his flop on his skates is just horrendous.
Oh, he's going to skate. Okay, that's on ice, but what about coming to the Ralph? Who's got the best or the worst? Stye coming to the rink.
Wow.
The flop. Was just
in terms of off the ice, who's got the best
bounce? Yeah, yeah.
Probably have to go with Jackson Keane. He dresses pretty good. So
what about the worst?
Keener, that one.
What about the worst off the ice?
I think Pinto said Keane.
The worst. I'm trying to think. He said Keena, the worst.
No, I had the best style.
He said the best, yeah.
So I think that was...
We're asking you who has the worst coming to the ring.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The worst off the ice, maybe Adam Scheel. Sometimes he'd come to the ring kind of looking like he's, I don't know, had clothes on for a week straight.
That's tough. I mean, that's just, you know, goalies are weird that way sometimes. Maybe he's on a hot streak. You can't take shit off, you know?
Him and Jasper are both my classmates, so I always tried to give it to them every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is the spot
to
do it.
I mean, plus, you wore a letter. You can do what you want.
Yeah, you can do what you want. Absolutely.
What about, we didn't touch on this earlier, but I mean, that just marathon game against UMD to end the season there. Do you think things would have been different had they had to play Michigan in the first round?
I mean, that's all up for debate, and obviously it never happened. So, you know, I try not to run that through my mind, and obviously things happen the way they did. You kind of got to move on and live with it. But, you know, as tough as the result was, I think, like, looking back on it now, it's one of the craziest games I've ever played in my life. And, you know, I'll have memories forever of guys just coming in like the seventh period, and guys are laying on the ground with their feet up in their stalls, and they've got like 10 electrolyte packs in their stalls and, you know, 10 to 12 water bottles. It was just a crazy scene all around. And
what did you do?
Obviously,
what did you do personally to get through that game? I mean, you look pretty fresh all game until the end. Everyone was dead, but like, how did you get through that game personally?
Yeah, that's been around for
what were you taking?
I mean, we I don't know what period this was, but we all had Cokes in one period. And then I think the next period we were trying to down some mustard for cramps and stuff like that. But some guys even had to get IVs. Just the whole experience was insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Downing mustard. There wasn't, so we had mustard, we had Cokes. Do we have smelling salts? Like, you know, overtime four. Because I would have brought that in.
We had smelling salts before the game, but not during. It kind of got weird because, like, I think going into the seventh period or the eighth period, you know, one of them, we started having more energy as the game went on. Like, you know, it's like 12 o'clock or 1 in the morning at this, 1 in the morning at this point. Yeah. Guys are just amped up to play. And I think guys just realized, like, how fun it was, like, you know, getting to play that long. It was super cool.
Yeah, just by the seventh or eighth period.
Just doesn't even remember.
By the third game that we got to play. Holy shit. Yeah. I mean, that was just so fun to watch as a fan. And like that, obviously that was one of, you had UMD fans, you had NODAC fans, like people are going nuts. Like it felt like this is back to college hockey.
Yeah. So I do got one more question for you, just in general, just playing in the NCAA tournament. You know, what did that mean to you? What is that experience like for someone that who hasn't played there in their lives before?
True.
Yeah, it was super cool. Obviously, my first year, we didn't make it. Had a bit of a tough year. And then last year, would have made it. And COVID happened. And this year, finally, you know, it finally happening. It was a really cool experience for me. And obviously, would have wanted to make the Frozen Four. I think, you know, that was our goal. And which didn't happen. But obviously, a really cool experience. And the fans in Fargo were unreal, too. So even though it was only, I think, whatever it was, 25% capacity again. But felt like the building was full.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there was plenty of NODAC fans still at the Frozen Four, I would say.
Yeah, there was. There
some
was.
The we saw a lot. Yep. Yeah. So they were definitely expecting it too. And they'll be back. Like a lot of guys coming. But I think we have to ask this one question. This could be the sign off here, but I think it's because we're Americans. We didn't ask about it. You know, what was it like winning, you know, in World Juniors in 2020 for Canada there? I think I saw a stat that you were on the ice the most out of anyone in the tournament. So, like, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, that was a dream come true for me. Like growing up as a kid in Canada, that's like, you know, the biggest stage of hockey, really. I mean, not in the NHL, it's kind of side by side. And, you know, my whole family was able to come over the check and spend that time with me. So, you know, winning the gold there and being down, I think we're down 3-1 with 10 minutes left. So it was just crazy experience, crazy game. And, definitely a highlight of my hockey career for sure.
What's a better feeling, winning that gold or making your debut?
That's a tough
question. That is. I got to put you on the spot.
I think they're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neck and neck or blocking a shot. Like, you know,
that's probably the best feeling. Yeah.
You're just looking for that next eat.
Yeah. I'll have to put the Canadian crest winning gold for probably my best highlight in my hockey career for sure, though.
Yeah. More to come, though. More to come. Makes
sense. Yeah. So far, best memory so far. Yeah. We just want to thank you so much for coming on, for sitting through our technical difficulties.
Yeah. That was brutal. Thanks for being a pro with that.
We'll put it at that. But yeah, wishing you nothing but the best of luck with the Senators here. Glad you don't have to even play the Wild until potentially playoffs. So that's huge. We can just root for you.
We can just root for you constantly. Yeah.
That's huge. And we're giving you the ECH bump, too. So, you know, don't take that lightly.
Don't take it.
It's coming.
Not that you need it, brother.
Yeah. But thank you so much again for coming on, Jacob. This was awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Hey, Bill, I'm in the
New Jersey Devil Coach, so no doubt good stuff. The hockey coach is the man in the way. Jacob Bundy, the back of the net for his first time in a UMD uniform. Fucking shots. No Adam Scheel yet, he's still in the cage. Up the puck,
open the way they play.
Bernard Docker now, weaving through on the back. Bernard Docker now. Weatherby. This power play jinx. Bernard Docker. Thought about the one-timer Kawaguchi. And Bernard Docker. Oh!